This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The theme this year is going to be rustic denim in front of a barn. Do we live in the suburbs? Yes. Have we ever been to a barn? No. But I thought it would make perfect sense for a Christmas photo. That's what you're going to wear? I didn't spend $40,000 on a liberal arts education for you to shop at Goodwill. Tuck your shirt in. Put your hand up. Is that seriously his haircut? No, Catherine, your boyfriend can't be in the photo. Y'all been dating 2 weeks. Does he not even own a belt? Why does your elbow go like that? Can we get a scarf for him or something? Cover up that disgusting tattoo. Move your leg in. Move your hand down. Christopher Allen, do you even want to be in this family? This photo is going to your principal. No, Josiah, you can't bring a guitar out here. Mr. A and G Chord can't even make the church worship band. You calling that a necklace these days, Chelsea? Looks like you just took the leash off the dog. Oh, for heaven's sakes, Dylan, a tennis racket? Why don't you play a real sport like football, roll tag? Sit down. Stand up. Act like you love each other. Me and your mother are respected in this community. She's going through that all-natural, no-makeup stage again. Can we at least put her in the back? Lean forward. Shoulders turn. I know he's living in Portland, but does he even wash his hair now? Can Vanessa at least cover up her stomach or something? This is going to the church. Move your knee in. Are we missing somebody? Wake her up. She's in the car. Now get together and act like you love each other.
That's not what it's like for your family taking their Christmas photo, is it? It's That Kevin Show.
Somewhere in the city that defines holiday magic is a man who wants a little eggnog with his mistletoe. And that guy would like to carol you. Featuring the musical stylings of Mel Bunny and the Dream in Color Singers. And tonight, with a special focus on ending slavery in our time, Todd Chapman from Christian Solidarity International, Kelsey Bowler from the Independent Women's Forum, and singer-songwriter Michael W. Smith. And now, live from Times Square, where its inhabitants sometimes try to see if penguins can truly ice skate on the grass, here's That Kevin!
No, Dave, that didn't happen in Times Square. There's no grass in Times Square. And people, listen up. Penguins can't skate on grass. They can only skate where skates work. On the ice, in the Muppet Christmas Carol, of course. Anyway, welcome to Hour 2. Let's get to the news.
For Assignment Desk Weekend, I'm Kevin McCullough. On Friday, the White House issued new guidance that requires all federal government employees to use electric vehicles for travel when conducting official government business. Now, unofficial government business in 2022 looked something like this. More than 2.3 million car travel trips used, 33,000 railroad travel, and 2.8 million flights on dirty, coal-burning, oil-burning, fossil fuel-burning airlines. Also on Friday, Fox News reported that one of the president's top aides' spouse just happens to be linked to the group pushing the electric vehicle transition. No word yet on the percent/commission that said aide's spouse will be required to hold for the big guy. Can you imagine John Kerry having to travel on electric airplanes?
I'm John Kerry. I need my big plane.
According to the most well-respected polling organization, the Rasmussen Report, and the Heartland Institute, another well-respected organization, after conducting an in-depth, large sample survey where the participants that they surveyed themselves self-reported found that fully 20% of mail-in votes that were cast in the 2020 election, according to the people that cast them, were cast fraudulently in the president's race that year. Now, with 69% of the votes cast in the entire election total being mail-in ballots, the survey's result then indicates that about 21.5 million ballots were fraudulently cast, according to the people who cast them. When asked his thoughts on the survey, President Biden merely replied, "Do they have mint chocolate chip?" A Turkish member of parliament, who literally had a heart attack within seconds of an angry tirade against Israel, has died. Moments earlier, he had promised Allah's wrath against the Jewish state and all her supporters. Allah's got nothing on Yahweh. What? Come on, you biblical types get it. After showing contempt for Congress this week, Hunter Biden made an obvious admission. He may need to leave the country if Trump is elected. Good thing for him that Trump's not leading in any of the polls or anything, right? Oh, wait. Ah, according to the most recent polls, President Trump is trouncing the GOP primary field in all of the first four primary states. He also leads by similar margins in all of the Super Tuesday states the weeks following the first four. And in the latest poll, he beats Biden head-to-head in all eight of the swing states as well. Poor Hunter. And finally, as Taylor Swift was named Person of the Year by Time Magazine last week, in a decision that was decided by the editorial board of that legacy publication, simultaneously, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have achieved acclaim as well. They've been named the biggest losers, not by the editorial board, but by the universe. For Assignment Desk Weekend, I'm Kevin McCullough.
My name is Abouk, and this is my liberation story. As I crossed the border into South Sudan, I realized something big was changing for me. I don't remember how old I was when I was taken captive, and I'm unsure of how many years I spent in slavery. But I know that it was the longest season of my life. But in November of this year, 2023, that changed when I was able to go home. As a child, I was a Christian in South Sudan. When I became a slave, my master forced me to take in Muslim name and do things simply because I was not one of his own. My days in slavery were incredibly hard, working all day, endless chores, cleaning, cooking, tending to cattle, with almost nothing to eat for myself. All of which paled in comparison to the most traumatic day of my slavery, where, when fetching water for my slave master's family, I was brutally raped by an entire gang of Arab men. As I returned to South Sudan, I am now pregnant, carrying the child of my slave master. But despite that, I harbor no resentment toward my child. My hope for the future is to heal and rebuild and to become a good mother. And someday I would like to find any of my family if they still exist. Thank you for liberating me, and please don't stop until we get them all. My Christian name is Abouk Garanhani, and that's my liberation story.
Your gift tonight helps the next woman who is like Abouk find that freedom. And we have those 16 additional names we've added to the list. So grateful for those of you that have helped us liberate all of the ones that you have thus far this year. But with about 35,000 still in slavery, it's never, we can always liberate one more. So the phone number is 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or go to bringherhome.org, bringherhome.org. And a thank you to those of you who have helped liberate thus far 201 women and children this year, giving them their freedom for this Christmas. What a joy. Bringherhome.org.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here he is from New York. That Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
Todd Chapman is back with us. And Todd, you know, we spent a lot of time this year trying to describe to people what conditions the slaves find themselves in. And it's dark. It's terrible. They're taken at the most vulnerable moment of their young childhood. Many of them walked into slavery for miles and miles, weeks and weeks. They go and serve people that abuse them in every way possible, and sexually, verbally, physically. You mentioned a woman in the first hour that has just been liberated who was gang raped in public. That is not uncommon. Genital mutilation, where the slave master says, if you want to be a good Muslim woman, which they're not asking to be, they're just forced to be, you have to go mutilate yourself, and here's a rusty lid of a tin can to go do it with, and go down by the river somewhere. Some of them have died from such things. The amount of suffering, you could compile it and it would just look like the worst series of combinations it could ever be. And yet every one of these women have survived that. And when they are told that Christians in America have provided their freedom and have brought them home, the joy, the smile, the rejoicing. You mentioned a party in the first hour, the parties that they throw in the villages when they get home. You can't know anything as happy as this at Christmas time. And that's why we do it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we do it, CSI, Christian Solidarity International. We're a Christian organization, a faith-based organization. And whether that's your orientation or not, I think we can all agree that, as human beings, none of us want to see another human being enslaved. And so it's just a great blessing. And it's really phenomenal, Kevin, to think about the sheer volume, the number of lives that have been saved through generous people like you. I mean, CSI has been engaged in this work actually since the 70s, but in Sudan, liberating these Sudanese slaves since the early 2000s. And every year, thousands of women are liberated, brought into a new life and freedom. Whenever we can, reunited with their family from whom they were stolen years and years ago. And many of these women have had children while they were in captivity. We're able to begin to rescue some of those kids now as well. So we're just really, really grateful for your generosity, for God's blessing on this work, that he continues to give us the opportunity to affect the freedom of these women. But please just hear from my heart on behalf of CSI. We are so grateful because without you and your $250 and more gifts, we can't do this work. So thank you so much. 350 slaves just liberated last month, more soon in early 2023. So this is a great time as you think about your year-end giving here in the final few days of this year. We would be so grateful if you would consider CSI as one of those places you want to make a donation, a life-changing donation.
And when we talk about liberation, the actual walking them across the border into South Sudan is kind of the final step. It's the final layer, right? Yeah. So the liberation kind of looks like this. We give our gift in the McCullough House. We give a $250 a month gift. And friends, I would love to find two people watching or listening tonight that would join us in that challenge, the monthly challenge. But and if we did that, we would be way past the 16 that are needed to be liberated. But first, the gift is given. Then, because of electronic magicry and all the stuff that you can do with credit cards and stuff now, it just goes immediately to work. So they immediately are able to have the grain and the resources to make the bag of hope. But long before that, the slave retrievers, who happen to be, for the most part, Arabs, that want to have good relationships with farmers and Christians in the South, they do this willingly. They go up into the Arab regions of northern Sudan. They identify where the slaves are. They start conversations with the slave masters, and it's a deliberation. It's hard. You have to go back and forth and say, you know, we want them out. You know, how do we do this? Then the real kind of linchpin for it is this vaccine that helps keep their cattle healthy. We trade that. That is more valuable to the slave master than the life of a human being. So he gives the slave its freedom. Then we are able to bring them together. Once they get to the border, then they have a time of recovery and recuperation where mental health, medical help, any number of other needs that they may have, the telling of their story, the trying to remember their names from when they were children, because many of these women have been told, you can't even have your name. And then comes the real fun, because they're given their bag of hope. They have a big party right there, and then they're taken to their villages where usually a pastor or a family member or people that may remember their family are contacted. And Todd, you think the prodigal son had a party when he got home with his dad and he killed the fatted calf and brought the best robe? That's just kind of a little preview of what they do. I've been told that sometimes this party lasts for weeks at the celebration of someone coming home.
They do know how to party, and for good reason, right? I mean, can you imagine being in slavery for years? Even
imagine losing decades? Your sister when you're a kid and not seeing her again until you're 25 or 30 years old.
Yeah, yeah. Thinking you'd never see them again. You didn't know what happened to them. And then suddenly they come back, and, yeah, what a massive family reunion that is. That's the best kind right there.
Well, and it's all in part because Christian Solidarity is a faith-based, it's a Christ-centered ministry that really believes that social justice, we talk a lot about it in America, this is the ultimate social justice, to bring someone out of slavery and back into life.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things we're not always able to, I mean, sometimes many, many years have passed, and we, you know, if these women were abducted when they were very young, it can take some time. Sometimes, sadly, not able to get them reunited with their family members. But in that intervening time, they are put together with pastors and churches. So they are brought into a community. They've never known that either, right? And so that's a beautiful thing. They don't come back and just, you know, they're not like they're given a bag of hope and like, all right, good luck to you. Hope you do okay.
No.
It's, you know, they're brought back into community, and everything that we can do to get them on a life that's sustainable and a life of freedom, that's what we do. And again, it's only possible because you give so generously, and we just can't wait to see the remaining gifts roll in so that we can rescue these 16 more women or even more. We'd love to see, obviously, even more. We've got another retrieval coming up in early 2024.
888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And people have asked me, Kev, do you know ahead of time exactly when the retrievers will go? And we don't, and we can't tell you that, even if we did know, because there would be a degree of safety that you're jeopardizing by making that information public. So it's very important that we protect those that are doing the hard work. But the hard work starts long before your gift. What your gift does is it enables that bag of hope. It enables that negotiation to be completed, that bag of hope to be assembled, and that safety in their return back to their home region, back to their home church, back to their home village, sometimes back to family members, although it is not uncommon at all for them not to have family left. Many of them, when they were taken into slavery, lost their family, sometimes graphically, right in front of their very eyes. So it's very, very, it's just a renewal process all the way around. There's no other word to describe what they have to go through. But the joy, it's so deep, it's so immense, the gratitude. Thank you for what you've done. Please don't stop until you bring them all home. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or go to bringherhome.org. That's bringherhome.org, bringherhome.org, or 888-342-1010. We continue live from Times Square. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News update. Tesla is recalling nearly 2 million electric vehicles due to safety concerns tied to its auto steer feature.
A forthcoming software update will enhance warnings for drivers and enable the automated feature to disengage when the vehicle is not on the road or if the driver is not sufficiently attentive. The Traffic Safety Administration initiated an investigation in 2021 following nearly a dozen reported incidents. I'm Dave Collins.
The Biden administration is unveiling its offshore drilling plan for the next 5 years. According to the Interior Department, 3 leases for drilling in U.S. waters are scheduled between 2024 and 2029. The American Petroleum Institute criticized the plan, stating that it fails to meet the energy needs of the American people. Environmental groups also expressed concern, asserting that the dangerous cycle of drilling and spilling must end. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Here he is from New York, that Kevin McCullough.
All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. It's Liberation Night. It's party night. We're setting people free, and we are doing it with joy because that's what the Christmas season is all about, is it not? Todd Chapman from CSI. CSI, I'm honored to be associated with them. I get to talk on their behalf a little bit here and there around the country. But you've joined the ranks in the last year. Give my people a sense of what the big picture is with what they do.
Yeah, so CSI, Christian Solidarity International, since 1975 has been engaged in battling religious persecution in many, many countries. And one of the things that we do a lot of different things. You might have recently heard about what was going on with Armenian Christians basically mm-hmm. being, you know, executed, and really it was a genocide. We were actually advocating on their behalf. A lot of people don't know that. But probably the thing that we're best known for and our longest ongoing project is liberating Sudanese Christian slaves who have been enslaved since the Sudanese Civil War back in the early 2000s. Well over 100,000, nearly 200,000 Christians, women primarily, were taken, and children were taken captive, they've been held in slavery ever since. And so every year since about 2005, we've been working to negotiate and free those slaves and bring them back to South Sudan and set them on a path of having a new life and providing them resources to do that. And so that's the thing that, Kevin, we're so grateful that you've been engaged in so many years and helping us tell that story and invite your listeners to be a part of affecting the freedom of these beautiful women.
There's a lot of organizations that I've gotten to know well over the years and feel passionate about the good work that they do. I love so many organizations, but I've never seen a single cause that has done so much to reverse what is wrong and replace it with what is good, like the CSI story. And I can't help but think of this woman that I was told about from Pastor Heidi. We called her around to CSI for years, Heidi McGinnis, who was on one of the liberation trips personally. And as one of the slaves came across, she was able to pray with her and learn her story. Her name was Achoke. And I always thought the Sudan names were so distinct. They're not like any other language. You don't hear these types of words. And so that sounds to our ears a little bit foreign, a little bit odd. But Achoke's story was anything but odd. She was taken as a slave when Arab raiders came into her village. She was a child. She was maybe 3 or 4 years old at the time. As she was forced to make her way into slavery, her brothers were shot in front of her. Her father was executed in front of her. Her mother was gang raped on the trip to where they were going. Her sisters were eventually split up from her, and she lost all contact with all family members. She went into slavery for a period of years. They were horrible. They have a word that they call female slaves that we don't have an English equivalent translation for because of how profane and vulgar it is. She was called that 24 hours a day, day and night. She was told she had to become a Muslim and not be a Christian. She had to mutilate herself. She was repeatedly raped, not just by the rape, by the slave master, but by basically whoever he wanted to give her to. And this was as a young girl, just a few years after she was taken into slavery. So she just had a complete life of trauma, completely. And when she was liberated, she told Pastor Heidi, she said, I've experienced the very worst that can be experienced. And she said, but my joy that I know now is incomparable, to know that she was going to be free and that Christians had done that for her. And she grabbed Pastor Heidi by the shoulders and she stared her in the face and she said, but please do not stop until they all come home. Do not stop until we get them all. And that is kind of the repetitive theme of many of the slaves that come out of Sudan. They are thankful for their freedom, but they don't want us to finish our efforts until we have brought all of them home. And that is the purpose of tonight. So we got 16 more names on the list. We had 192 to start the year. We've added 16 to it. Friends, you've helped us every bit of the way all this time. Will you help us right now? 888-342-1010, a $250 one-time gift. Not only supplies the freedom, the liberty, but everything they need to start their life anew. That includes the grain that they'll eat, the seed that they'll plant for more grain, the utensils they'll use to live with, clean, cook, garden, fish, the things they'll need like blankets and things to make their life, and then the ability to have a Bible, and kind of most fun of all, to get a kid goat and to be able to raise a commerce for your life kind of around that. that. It's a wonderful gift that you give. 888-342-1010. $250. Supplies it all. Call now. 888-342-1010. Or go to bringherhome.org. Bringherhome.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Here he is from New York. That Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
And we're back. It's Kevin McCullough, That Kevin Show from New York. Kelsey Bowler, my special guest. And Kelsey, you know, kids are pretty resilient, and I remember a time with my 11-year-old that I just wanted to bounce off of. He's my creative, but he's my deep, deep feeler. My other two are hardcore thinkers. They're logical math types, but he feels and empathizes. And I remember coming out of a break and going into the kitchen to get something, and he was eating lunch, and he was just in tears, and he said, "Dad," he goes, what are we going to do about it? And I had already been making contributions on a somewhat regular basis to CSI, and he said, "That's not good enough. We need if we can do more, we need to do it." And so as a family, we kind of sat down and said, "What does our budget allow? What are we going to do?" And we came to the decision for us, and I don't put this on anybody else. This was just what was right for us. We decided that out of every month's budget, if we can afford to do all the fun things that we get to do, speaking of privilege, if we get to do all those fun things, certainly we can spare a little room in our heart for the women that are going through this. And so $250 a month comes out of the McCullough budget, even before I really see anything else, and we make sure that another woman has found her freedom. Friends, those of you watching or listening, the history on this is at their peak, there were about 185,000 slaves that the Northern Arabs had taken from South Sudan. We believe there to be about 35,000 now, which would mean that CSI, because they're the only group that's addressed this, has seen freedom to about 150,000 of those. But there have been some children born into slavery. Many times the slave masters wouldn't allow those kids to come because they were considered offspring to the slave master. But for this year, the first time, we've been able to liberate some of those children as well, which is a very exciting prospect. And so tonight, as you're listening to Kelsey and me, and you're evaluating what am I going to do, just think you could be setting a brand new life and a brand new direction that they would never even know without your generosity. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or bringherhome.org. Kelsey, I want to ask you about, you mentioned the American left and kind of how they view these things. You know, when you look at the anti-Semitic tropes that are going on college campuses, in many ways, they're anti-female because they just don't take into consideration at all what the plight of women in those situations are undergoing. As you look into 2024 and as you see kind of globally the situation, and you're a contributor to the Independent Women's Forum, what are the goals that you hope are most addressed in way of women's rights and women's advancement in the days to come?
Well, first off, we are not without hope, and that in itself is encouraging. We need to remember this problem. Those numbers you just read off are overwhelming. They give you goosebumps to hear, but we are not without hope. And in order to protect women, we have to be able to define women, to say what a woman is. And unfortunately, the left, from our Supreme Court justices, to our lawmakers, to the teachers educating our children in schools, are either unwilling or unable to do that now. So there's a huge effort to define women under law. And this is simply an attempt to get women our dignity back. It's a basic acknowledgement of who we are, of our bodies and ourselves. And in order to protect women internationally, we need to be able to say what a woman is. I do fear that the ripple effects of sort of the gender ideology movement is erasing women as a whole, and women are, you know, of course, needed in society. And I think it's a dishonor to the plights of women internationally to not be able to simply stand up and say what a woman is.
Well, how can we credibly criticize Islamist regimes that punish women for just being when we don't value the distinction that women bring to our lives in the West? Like, it seems to me they can just point their finger back at us and say, "Are you ridiculous?" And that's kind of what we've become in their eyes.
Right. And you also have to be aware of the way that Islamist regimes treat any of these gender identity issues. There's zero tolerance there. You know, if you identify as transgender, you simply are gay, your life is at stake. We know these killings exist. So again, this is recognizing the privilege that we have in the United States. And this isn't about white privilege. This is about the privilege of being an American citizen, being able to use your voice and being able to use your voice to stand up for women. And you can't do that if you can't define what a woman is.
No, that's well said. Friends, just a few minutes left in the broadcast tonight. And what I want you to do is I want you to ask yourself the question, what can I do? And if it's nothing more than just pray and raise awareness, then please do that. But I know that there are many of you that could pick up a phone right now, 888-342-1010, and give the best Christmas present possible to an enslaved Christian woman that has been forced to remove her religion, her faith, many times her name, her identity, her own sovereignty over her body, as she has lived in slavery. And we can make a difference right now. 888-342-1010 or bringherhome.org. Kelsey Bowler,
hey, Kevin,
I'm always grateful. Yes.
If any of your listeners are husbands, you might want to think about buying your wife, contributing to this as a Christmas gift to your wife, because that is a stocking. That is a present in my stocking that I would appreciate for years to come and would have far more meaning than any other gift under the tree this year. Just a little hint for the husbands out there.
That's a great idea. That's a wonderful idea. And I'm like one of those guys that I don't need anything. So what can I do to use this time to make someone else's life better? Kelsey Bowler, thank you for all your work at the Independent Women's Forum. Thank you for this personal passion of yours, and thank you for sharing it with us tonight.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough coming right back from Times Square. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com.
Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's that Kevin Show.
One of the important themes of tonight is to give a merry, happy Christmas to those women who have not had one in their entire lives. Here's Michael W. Smith to round out our show.
Oh, the happiest Christmas is the homecoming Christmas, with the snow fudging down to the world seems new. Bright candles burning, old friends returning, the wishes of children coming true. And the happiest wishes are just old-fashioned wishes. May your days be merry, your sorrows be small. May the ones you love be near you. That's the happiest Christmas of all. Are just old-fashioned wishes. May your days be merry, your sorrows be small. May the ones you love all be near you. That's the happiest Christmas of all.
Oh, the happiest Christmas of all. And friends, I have to think that if we give some woman or her child their freedom this Christmas season, that it will be the happiest Christmas of all. And there are 16 names that we know of going into tonight's show that needed our help to gain their liberty, to gain their freedom, to gain their life back for this Christmas holiday. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. You can also just give online at bringherhome.org, bringherhome.org. But a big thanks to Christian Solidarity International for giving us this chance to do something good this Christmas and make a difference, change someone's life for the better. Bringherhome.org or 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. I'm Kevin McCullough. Thanks for being with us.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.